And let these few moments be about your awareness of your own beautiful heart, the love that's possible when you allow it in, and the love that is given to us from the other side of the veil, the love that is possible to flow out from a whole, healed, beautiful heart, flow out into the world and connect with other beautiful hearts. So breathe into that friend in your chest. Been with you since the beginning. And say thank you. Thank you for coming on this journey. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for all that I've shared with others. And thank you even for my heartbreaks and for my heart healing and for the love that continues to grow as I learn, as I allow a greater and greater measure of divine source love to flow through my heart. And as our hearts calibrate to receive the love from the other side of the veil, the honoring that is here to wash over us, let your heart, let your consciousness open more than ever. Feel it. Clear your mind, open your heart, and let your consciousness receive with each breath, with each word, the healing message and the love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The room is filled with those I know. Those who listen later, I know. And this is because all of you are part of a larger family. A family that hides from you while you're here. And I want to talk about something. It's a subject we have broached before, but not necessarily in this way. Here is a brand new energy for the planet, and you are in transition between a consciousness of the past and that which is a promise of the future. How many times have we told you that moving literally from a darker area to a lighter area brings with it joy, anticipation, and also the old energy? For a flashbulb doesn't simply go off and everything's fine. Instead, you have to work the puzzle. We've given you many channels about what takes place when you move from a lower to a higher place. Some of the habits, some of the biases, some of the things you don't even know you've done. There is one thing, however, which is common to most. Something that has got to be cleared. Not because there's old things attaching to it. Something that has to be cleared because of who you are. And when you hear what it is, you'll know. For we've spoken of it before. So let's begin at the beginning. Things that you should know about yourself. Not what you've been told is there. Things spiritually that are so true and beautiful that perhaps you've forgotten things that are not taught today in the spiritual systems that you have. Not like this. I want to go back to the beginning. And the beginning, as I am going to see and say, is with the teaching that began. Dear ones, you have a creation story all over the planet. Various cultures have various creation stories. The one that in this culture you may have grown up with, the most popular one, is very similar to the one that we teach as the seeding of the planet. So listen again for just a moment about this amazing thing that took place biologically, esoterically, with humans about 200,000 years ago. There was a shift, a change, a major one. And if you wipe away all of the physics of it and the physicalness of it, what really took place was a beautiful switch, an implantation within the human being of discernment of light and dark. The knowledge for the first time of the Creator. Free choice to see it or not. Intuition, beauty, discernment. All of these things were new. There was a leap in evolution 200,000 years ago, designed, not by accident. It is the creation story. It's in your Holy Scripture, told perhaps differently, but it's there, the same story. That you are human beings, mammals like any other on the planet, and something happened. An angelic force came down. And with the creation story you heard, it was the Adam, it was the Eve, it was the Garden of Eden, all metaphors, again, for what took place that we've told you about, where you received the beautiful knowledge of light and dark, discernment, choice. It's all over the planet. So now I'm going to put you in the place of the Creator just for a moment. The question of, like, what would you have done? Let's say that you have the mind of God. And let us say that you have seen this miracle. It's gone by design, and you were watching it. What would you do next after the seeding had been complete? To give you a hint of where I'm going, let us say you take a small child and you say, I'm going to give you something amazing and beautiful. I'm going to put you in a library with the knowledge of everything. And you can then choose between the books. And then you go away and you say on the way out, oh, sorry, we never taught you to read. Thousands of books and you can't touch them. You don't know what's in them. So would it make more sense to have a creation story accompanied then by teaching? And their scripture says nothing about that, nothing at all. So human beings are then given all of this and then left to fend for themselves. There is no teaching from the angel. Truly, Scripture will tell you that the masters then came, and there were many of them. And through history and cultures, there were many of them. But the source that did the seeding, the angelic energy that had the force behind the creation story, simply left. And you were on your own, and then the stories began that you hear. But my story is different. It's more logical that the seeding occurred and the teaching began. You cannot take that kind of a change, place it on humanity, and walk away. Instead, we told you that those who gave you the seeds that were those from what you call the seven sisters, they stayed and they began the teaching. Now, the actual seeding began a long time ago. Very, very gradual, and much had to happen biologically before you got to a point where all were ready. And that was the 52,000 year point. There have been two cycles of the wobble of Earth involved in humanity's civilization, where you were there in a succinct enough way to create that which you have done. Everything leading up to 52,000 years ago was preparation. And then came Lemuria. And then came other places on the planet where you were being taught. Not just Lemuria, there was more. Lemuria was special because it was isolated. And that means it could last far, far longer without any kind of visitation in the 30,000 years that the Lemurians were Pleiadians and had Pleiadian teachers. So here we are. The teaching started when the seeding was complete. You're not going to get that in Scripture. You're going to have a creation story, and then everybody's gone. That in itself, dear ones, does not make sense. It's not logical that God would put you in a place and give you this beautiful knowledge and then do nothing with it. No teaching, no instructions. It's almost like dark went to light and then the angels disappeared. That's not even logical, dear ones. No, there was teaching. And the first things that were taught, the first things with the teaching wheel with five spokes was, who are you? That is what the Pleiadians wanted you to know, where you were from, what this was about, how it works. All the teaching was there. The teaching of the return to the middle, the teaching that you have God inside, and the seeds of those who were teaching you. If the angels came down in the Garden of Eden and had Adam and Eve and did what you heard that they did, does it really make sense they didn't say to both of them, and now you have what we have? And now you have that which is light in you. And now you have a piece of the Creator in you that we've just put in you. Use it wisely. Here are some hints. There was none of that that was given you. None of it. The truth is, we stayed and taught. The creative source represented by the Pleiadians stayed and taught. And we taught a long time. Doesn't make sense to give you the library without teaching you to read. And that's what we did. And the reason I'm telling you this is because you've lost something. And you need it back, and you need it back quickly. One of the most beautiful aspects that you were taught. The Pleiadian mothers, you call them the star mothers, the teachers, would sit. Beautiful information would come out, and they would tell the children. They would say, look at your mother, meaning the one who is the teacher, and they would say, I want you to gaze upon us, because someday you will be us. We want you to gaze upon us from the stars, because this is the lineage of Earth. We want you to gaze on us and see the beauty of the God that created you is in us and is in you. We want you to understand that you will always return to the center, no matter how many lives you think you have, no matter how long you live, that it goes both ways. You come and go from this planet, the center. You come and go because this is the system. You see, you always return to the creation, and then you go back, and then you come and you go. It's beautiful. It's a push-pull system, coming and going with the beauty of God inside. You are God. That was taught to the children, and they understood it. They understood it because they were looking at it. They saw it. The children became adults. The children's children learned the same thing. And off they went akashically to be born yet again in other places on the planet to carry this message and carry this message and carry this message. And over civilizations, dear ones, with free choice, human nature and the efficiency of dark and light began to be changed. And you know what happened. With free choice, darkness was chosen over light. So many of the civilizations destroyed themselves because they didn't understand anymore than darkness. Those who understood and still had that full experience of God inside were put aside and beat up. There was too much power in the light, and the darkness knew it. And slowly, you have what is that which you grew up in, dear ones. Civilization after civilization created much the same light and dark ratio. The light was hidden, put aside. It's interesting, in every single civilization, something took place. Secret societies sprung up. And the secret societies had to hide the knowledge of God inside. But the darkness said, look, there's a secret society there. They must be doing evil things. There must be sorcery there. Don't go there. Don't believe it. The beginning of conspiracies, the beginning of darkness in every corner, the beginning of mistrust. Even those who had the knowledge of God inside in a secret society were called the devil. And the darkness always seemed to win, because human beings would then believe the worst in everything. That defines dark energy. And the beauty of God inside was suppressed. It's almost like you had a piece of gold shining like the sun that was you. And over time, the dirt and the dust got on it, and the gold went away. And here you sit today with dusty gold. Now, that's a metaphor for lack of self-worth. It's common. It's common not just with old souls. It's common for humans. For most of the humanity that has come and gone on this planet and reincarnated experienced this, just like you did. That to say that perhaps you were God, or you had any powers, or you knew how consciousness would work, would be a death sentence. Even the shamans, the ones who could make the magic, the ones that would be turned to change the weather, even they were in trouble all the time. Because if something didn't go exactly right, then they were blamed and often terminated. Some of you were them. You are your own ancients, and in that old soul, some of you were them. Some of you were born spiritual with knowledge. And as soon as you were able to grow up and walk, you were actually following the same path yet again. Never ever believing your parents, never ever going to certain kinds of religious structural organizations. Others of you awakened later. But all of you have dusty gold. Lack of self-worth comes from lifetimes of not being believed, of having to cower in the dark. Some of you have awakened with the knowledge intuitively not to push the envelope of light. Just to behave yourself. Don't come out of the closet too quickly or at all, because you might face it again. But even the ones who've come out, even the ones who are teachers, even the ones who write the books, even the ones who sit in the chair and channel, have dusty gold. The truth was given to you, old soul, by those who seated you. What you did with it, you get to look around and see. Morphed into rules, into negativity, into dysfunction, into many things. Even those who know the truth about the spoke of returning, about the original teaching, even if you know it, you've got dirty gold, dusty gold. In other words, in this room and listening to me, those humans who want to move forward so badly, those humans who say, yes, I'm seeing the light, still suffer from doubt, fear, and lack of self-worth. We know this. We know this. Now, I want you to cognize those words. Spirit, God, the creative source, anything you want to call it, knows of this issue and is ready to help you wipe away the dust so it can shine like the light. And all you have to do is start claiming it. And if you want something to imagine, if you want a visualization, use the one I've just given you. Old soul, you shine like the sun, like pure gold polished so you can see your face in it. And I want you to consider for a moment what it would be like to simply take your hand, even without a cloth, brush away the dirt and the gold, the dust, and see in the gold your face. See the reflection of your own face in that. And the metaphor for you as you do it will be brushing away doubt, brushing away that which is something that you can't really identify what's wrong inside when you don't believe in things. What's wrong inside when you don't want to come along with a program of beauty or benevolence or compassion? What's wrong inside? What is it that blocks you from believing some of the things that are presented? That's the dust on the gold. It's history telling you it's not real. It's history that's telling you it's dark. It's history that's giving you conspiracies against it. It's all that you've been through. And right now, in this energy, in the light, that gold is waiting for you to simply brush the dust away. And when you do it, even when you begin to do it, even if you consider it, things start to change. If you want to grasp some of the principles that are given here by Kryon, in this chair, in the many chairs for 28 years, if you're ready to go to the next level, it's time to brush away the dust. Because that will be the catalyst for everything you've asked for. Oh, depressed one, I know who's here. I know who's listening. It is so difficult for you to climb out of this thing. Unless you knew something, we know the issue. God is not in a vacuum on the other side of some black veil. God is not judging you for what you've done or what you haven't done. Instead, God is there next to you, waiting and saying, brush it away, blow it away. Here's a cloth if you need it, but do it. And then you'll see who you are. Your face in the gold, the reflection of you, the image of love. The Pleiadian teachers taught the children that they were created in the image of love. That is the Creator. They were created in the image and the beauty of compassion. That is the Creator. That teaching is still with you. It's in your Akash. All you have to do is believe it and start brushing away the dirt, the dust, until you can see your reflection in it and say, I knew it. It's true. I am created in the image of love. Dear ones, this is going to be the major catalyst in this new energy for learning all the things you wish to learn. You cannot proceed much further and be in full and complete doubt of who you are. It doesn't happen quickly. It happens as slow or as fast as your past will allow it. Do you understand that? What have you experienced? What have you been taught? What has been drummed into you? For some, not much. For others, a lot. And so some will have to work harder at it. Oh, depressed one, I'm talking about you. But you have to know you have help. We are here. Spirit is here. Others around you are here to lift you up out of this depression and come to a place, listen to me, where you will never have the dust again. You will not go into depression again. The cycle that you're experiencing and have experienced all your life is over. I'm talking to somebody here. I'm talking also to several who are listening. The cycle will stop when you take the dust away and you finally see yourself as worthy to be on the planet. Not just worthy, you've got stuff to do. How does it feel to know that that is still there? You don't have to reach anywhere for it. You don't have to go anywhere for it. You don't have to study for it. Just blow the dust away. And what you're going to see is the beauty that you are. It's so much easier to see love and love yourself when you're not looking into something you can't even see, a mirror that is so dark. How are you going to see yourself to even know who you are when you're looking at a mirror that has so much dirt on it? Brush it away. Start to see that mirror, that reflection, that gold of God in you. It never changed. Only history changed it. Only what you were told it changed it. And it's time to grow up and make your own decisions about who you are and what your relationship is to the universe, to the Creator, to the God inside. Oh, beautiful one. Oh, magnificent human being. I know what that reflection looks like. Go do it. It's time. And so it is.